Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Well, last week on Thursday, President Biden announced, "We have a deal." Well, I thought we would be able to pass a $970 billion infrastructure bill to fix our roads and bridges and dams and waterways. I was shocked to learn on the weekend that the president said he would not sign it without congressional approval of his $4 trillion family spending bill. This is crazy. Okay, let's talk about something else. How about food? Retail prices are up, but so is meat production. Pork production is up 6.7%. Beef production up 7.5%. Chicken up 4.8%. Total meat production in the United States up 5.5%. And there's also some good news for farmers and ranchers. It is that in spite of all the excitement about plant-based meat substitutes, consumers still want real meat. They like the taste, the protein, and it is natural. A recent survey shows less than 4% of shoppers buy plant-based meat, while 24% buy chicken, 22% buy ground beef, 13% buy pork chops. The explosion in demand for fake meat may be losing some momentum. Go west to California now. That state wants to dictate to all the other states how we should raise our hogs, our cattle, our chickens. If they want to dictate to their own citizens, okay, but to refuse to accept imports from other states that may not fit the California production requirements is outrageous. I thought we had some free trade between states. There's an appeals court ruling coming up soon on this question. American Farm Bureau and the national pork producers are pushing to shut the door on excessive California overreach. Now, biofuels are under constant attack from the oil industry, and we are encouraging the EPA, Michael Regan, to limit the number of biofuel waivers. Iowa Senator Grassley says, I quote, "I'm counting on Regan for not liking fossil fuels like some previous administrations." Well, that puts ethanol in a strong position, end quote. Well, let's hope Senator Grassley is right. I'm not so sure. I was on our Illinois farm last week. Crops looked good. Fortunately, we were spared the wind and hail damage that some farms received. A lot can happen between now and harvest. We'll see. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.